Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight, right here, as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, thanks so very much for keeping America rolling along. Don't forget the hard-working truckers out there getting the job done, the men and women behind the wheel, the 18-wheelers, thank you for what you're doing. And you can follow us on Facebook by going to the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, the same way. We're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website either, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And take advantage of all the different things we have over there. Well, we haven't heard from Denise Simon, so I am going to say the pledge and start the hour off that way. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words under God because our great country was formed on Judeo-Christian values. Now, I'm going to start out this hour with Joe Biden. That was the plan that I had anyway. Talking about leaving Afghanistan and saying that the Afghans must now decide their own future. The U.S. is going to be gone totally by August the 31st.
The president announced that America's troop presence in Afghanistan will be finished on August 31st.
The drawdown is proceeding in a secure and orderly way.
In a White House speech, he said the U.S. went into Afghanistan nearly 20 years ago to get the 9/11 terrorists and Osama bin Laden and to degrade the terrorist threat.
We achieved those objectives. That's why we went. We did not go to Afghanistan to nation build.
The president thanked U.S. service members and their families for their service and sacrifice. Greg Clugston, the White House.
Now, we have not kept our word with the Afghani government, Mr. Ghani. We told them we were going to be there through September, give them more time to do what they need to do. Joe Biden made it sound like as if, well, they have 300,000 people. They have modern weapons. They have this, they have that, and they can take care of themselves up against 75,000 Taliban. Right. So then Joe explained something to me. Why did we see the Taliban in video rolling into the Bagram Air Base that we abandoned, left behind, with tanks, and stopping where the ammunition bunkers were, opening up the doors to see all the ammunition had been left behind, plus some rockets in there, too. Great job there, huh, Joe? Great job there. It looks like we turned tail and got the hell out as quickly as we possibly could without taking a lot of the hardware with us, leaving some stuff behind for the Afghanis to use. Well, now that stuff is going to be in the hands of the Taliban. Be careful what you wish for. We know that the military mission in Afghanistan is going to be over totally August the 31st. Biden said speed is safety, whatever that means. And he did vow to bring all the trucks home, the troops home by the end of August. Promised to save the Afghans who helped the American military. Well, Joe, being a realist here, you don't have enough time. You need to fly some planes in there, which now you can't do because the Taliban are in control of the base. Now you can't do it. So you really screwed that up. Wow. Unbelievable. And the Taliban, once they find out where these people are that worked with us, because they're hiding right now, they're hiding. But once the Taliban find out where these people are that worked with us, you wait and see what happens. It's not going to be pretty. And we told you. We told you. We saw it happen in Vietnam when we left Vietnam. It's happened in other parts of the country, or the world, rather, whenever conflicts have ended. And it's just a shame that it's going to happen again. It didn't have to. By the way, Joe Biden, for the record, was against going after bin Laden when we had the opportunity to do so, when President Obama gave the green light to go. Joe was one of the ones that didn't want to go. And we do know that the end result was a good one. But as I said at the time, and I've said several times since, that should have been the time that we achieved all our agenda. We achieved all we did, all we needed to do. We stabilized Afghanistan to the best of our ability. We got Osama bin Laden, got him out of the way, left al-Qaeda in disarray. ISIS wasn't quite up to snuff yet, so they weren't going to be one of the issues. And the whole situation over there might have changed had we just said, okay, we've done what we need to do, time to leave. We're getting out with the majority of our troops, and we'll just leave behind our embassy and enough troops to take care of the embassy. Now, it looks like as if we're going to have 300 to 600 troops stationed at the embassy in Kabul. Don't know how that's going to work out, but that might not happen either at the rate things are going, right? Okay, well, if you want to opine, you can do so by giving a call to 877-969-8600. But I'm going to have Kathy give you the number again right here.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$6,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Mark. And by the way, catch Mark on Armed American Radio, the Monster Cast, Sunday night, 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. on many of these same stations. By the way, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at TuggyThePatriotPup.com. Yep, education of our youth is always critical, and we had to trust in our school systems that the way subjects were presented and taught were in line with our values, but sadly, that just is no longer the case. Now, the sooner the youngsters learn about American history, the better. And learning history from the heart is a must. We welcome to the program Tuggy the Patriot Pup and the author, mother, and grandmother, Lauren Kelly, who's written three great go-to books for grade school kids. These books, they're beautiful, they're educational, they help to teach the children history with a heart. Now, volume number one features Tuggy at the start of the American Revolution. Choices need to be made. Volume number two, Tuggy falls in love during the War of 1812. And volume number three features Tuggy and his bride settle on the Mason-Dixon line with their twin daughters. Now, Tuggy's family and friends move through American history, examining the crises that have resulted in our country's greatest conflicts. So, visit TuggyThePatriotPup.com. That's TuggyThePatriotPup.com for your children and grandchildren, too. And remember, this is an absolute must for homeschoolers. Now, you can get the book locally at the Coastal Market 607 at 607 Clearwater Largo Road in Clearwater. That's the Coastal Market 607 at 607 Clearwater Largo Road in Clearwater, Florida. And remember, the book comes in English and Spanish, too. TuggyThePatriotPup.com. You're going to enjoy it. It's quite a chapter and verse that comes along. And the kids are loving it, and the grandparents are loving it, too. They're learning things that they forgot about or they didn't know about to begin with. All right. Captain's America Third Watch, back again. And as I said, I guess Denise is AWOL today. That's all I can tell you.
I don't know who's chiming in. I'll take a look here in a minute. But the creepy porn lawyer, remember him? Mr. Michael Avenatti? He's going to jail for 30 months, as well he should. The guy was just weird, to say the least. Just weird, to say the least. And he got what he deserved trying to shake down $21 million. You believe that? Trying to shake down $21 million, Michael Avenatti, from a corporate entity that turned him in. Oh, well. Tears and prayers have marked the end of the search at the Miami condo scene for survivors. And now it's all about recovery. Now, they've confirmed 64 dead as it stands right now. And they've been finding groups of like 6 and 8 and 10. And the way they've been doing it is they've been pulling the concrete floors off each other. And I forget what floor they're down to now, but when they pull the slab off the floor down below, then they find a whole bunch of more bodies. And I can tell you from what I'm being told that these people really never had a chance. But then again, we knew that. They died pretty much in their beds. And I was also told something else. I know this will tug at the heartstrings. Some of the pets that they had died with them because they were laying on the beds or they were in their arms or whatnot. And it's just the way it was. Such a shame. Well, here we go. President Joe Biden continues to push vaccines as a way of combating COVID-19. And not everyone is pleased with his latest plan to spread the word. Meanwhile, Biden's HHS secretary says it's absolutely the government's business to know who hasn't been vaccinating. And they're talking about doing this knock-on-door stuff where they're going to come around to the people that they believe have not been vaccinated based on their records and offer them a chance to be vaccinated. That will be interesting to see how that works out, because there's a whole bunch of people that aren't happy to know that someone from the government's going to be knocking on their door for any reason. For any reason. So we'll see how that works out. I predict there'll be problems, but that's just me. By the way, North Dakota has sued the Biden administration over the suspension of oil and gas lease sales on properties in South Dakota, which has resulted in millions and perhaps even billions of dollars of losses for the state and a whole bunch of jobs, too. I think because that was signed under the Trump administration and it was valid, I think they're going to be in trouble for that, the Biden camp. I'm not a lawyer, but I've talked to a couple of lawyers, and they told me, watch and see if Biden and his administration don't get stuck with costing the livelihoods of these people in different places. North Dakota is just one of them. There are other states that are suing, too. Now, the Republican National Committee and the National Republican Senatorial Committee announced that they are intervening to defend Georgia against the politically motivated lawsuit brought forth against them by the Department of Justice. In case you didn't know, they retaliated against the new Georgia voting law that way. And we'll see how that works out. That'll bring the big, powerful lawyers into the mix. And we'll see how that works out. By the way, Israel now says it's targeting the Hamas cryptocurrency accounts, which is Bitcoin and the like. And I don't know how they're targeting them, what they're doing, but they're trying to change through hacking of their systems, ownership and value. And we'll see how that works out. Oh, Joe Biden, by the way, on crime, 38% believe he's doing a good job. 48% believe he's not. I'm not surprised. You shouldn't be either. He's just not up to snuff, not up to doing the job. And did you hear about the two Haitians, the two Haitian Americans, rather, that were arrested in Haiti, along with 17 other people, in the presidential assassination plot? Now, they got into a gunfight with, I think it was three of them, day before yesterday, that they were looking for, and they killed them in the gunfight. But in the meantime, they have arrested two Haitian Americans, and they have arrested 17 other people, all believed to be involved in this plot to kill the president. The government continues to move on. Again, we'll see how that all plays out in the days and weeks ahead. Now, here's something I'll bet you didn't know. Vice President Kamala Harris, announced a $25 million Democrats spending plan on voting initiatives. That means getting people out to vote. Okay, what are we going to do? Are we going to offer them Walmart cards? Prepaid? Are we going to offer them a cell phone? Prepaid? Going to offer them something, right? You know it'll be some sort of card, too, right? So we'll wait and we'll see. And once we find out, we'll get back to you and report it. Because the last time around they did something like this, it was cell phones and it was discount cards. Or, I'm sorry, like little $25 cards over at Walmart and Kmart and whatnot. Going to Canada, folks? Well, Canada's Prime Minister Trudeau says anyone who's unvaccinated, any unvaccinated tourists, will not be allowed in. So, here we go again, right? Here we go again. Oh, what to do. Oh, what to do. By the way, when we come back, the military and veterans news segment coming up, we will be talking about Afghanistan. And there's a video out there from the Taliban rolling in on their tanks. Some of the tanks are Russian. A couple of the other ones are what the Afghani army had, American tanks. They rolled into Bagram yesterday, live and in living color via video. You can see them on most any of the news sites. All right. Coming back with more. Don't go nowhere. I shall return with the military and veterans news segment here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
With protection for your motorcycle, boat, and RV, your Progressive policy works the way it's supposed to, unlike this indecisive sports talk host.
All right, welcome to the Big Shark Show.
Hey, Big Shark, any predictions for the game tonight?
Well, if you ask me, they are definitely going to win big, but I also think there's a chance they don't win. It's just my gut that they will. Or they won't, but I do have a hunch that whatever happens, we will definitely know when it does.
Wait, so...
Either way, they always seem to come up with a big play, or sometimes just a smaller one.
Switch to Progressive today.
Bottom line, they're going to win. Or lose.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden says U.S. troops will be out of Afghanistan by August 31st. He was asked if it was a mission accomplished.
No, there was no mission accomplished. The mission was accomplished in that we got Osama bin Laden and terrorism is not emanating from that part of the world.
He said Afghan troops are now able to defend against the Taliban.
They have the forces. They have the equipment. The question is, will they do it?
Biden said officials in Afghanistan will be making decisions about the future of their own country. Pfizer has announced it will seek emergency approval from the FDA to use a third dose of its coronavirus vaccine. They said vaccine efficiency has been declining in the past 6 months. The drug maker says it believes the additional shot will provide increased protection from the Delta variant, which is now the dominant strain in the U.S. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Buddy, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is. And this portion of the show, this military and veterans news report brought to you by the National Aviation Academy with their two locations to serve you. We'll tell you where they are when we come back after they get a chance to tell you about themselves. But check them out online, NAA.edu. Here's more about them right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has two locations to serve you, which will teach you how to become a certified aviation maintenance tech. One of them is in Clearwater, Florida, down here in my backyard. I'm in Tampa. They're across the bay in Clearwater. The other one is in Concord, Mass., just outside the great city of Boston, Massachusetts. Now, what you need to do is ask to take the tour. You do that by calling them at 800-659-2080, the number again, 800-659-2080, and ask to take the tour. Now, when you do, you'll have an opportunity to talk to some students, probably a teacher or two, and more than likely one of the financial people, so that you'll know if you are a veteran and you are post 9/11, you'll pretty much be covered because you probably haven't used your educational benefits yet, and it'll be paid for by your VA, your GI Bill. If you're previous pre 9/11 and you've got any benefits left, you'll find out what they are and how much it'll pay. You don't know until you ask. Now, if it doesn't work for you, then they have the standard college loan application you'll fill out, and you'll get a college loan, and you'll get your money that way, and it'll pay for your training. So, NAA.edu, the website, 800-659-2080, the telephone number to take the tour at either one of their facilities, Clearwater, Florida, or Concord, Mass. Now, U.S. troops in Iraq have come under fire every day this week, which probably is one of the reasons why the Pentagon sped things up to get out of Dodge by August the 31st. They knew, and we know, that they're only going to make things worse, the Taliban, because they keep getting closer to our bases and our installations. For example, you just heard me say that they had gotten into Bagram at the airfield there, the airbase, had actually gone in there, pictures of them coming in their Soviet-style tanks and American Humvees, and even some of the American MRAPs, M-R-A-P, MRAPs, which they use for bomb hunting and whatnot, which obviously they got from somewhere along the line, but it's American equipment, and they're driving around in it. Gotta love it. So we'll see how this all works, because the Taliban's mounting pressure, their campaign on key cities across Afghanistan, continued as fighters battled government forces in the capital of the Baghdad province. The latest advance in a string of attacks on government-controlled districts where foreign forces began their withdrawal in May. And as the forces have gone out, they've come in the back door, which is pretty easy for them to do. And a politically diverse set of veterans groups critical of the conflicts abroad have found ways to gain access to the White House to lobby for withdrawals recently. The authorization of 2022 also extends the military's mission at the border in our country into its fourth year. We talked about that earlier, and we'll get into that a little bit later and the next hour with Frank Salvato. Now, why can't the Navy keep its service warfare officers? The Navy commissions about twice as many service warfare officers each year as it does to fill positions on ships, leaving those newbies to compete for ship driving time and other hands on experience needed to become a good surface warfare officer. Now, again, all that being said, you have to see what it is that's going on and why the Navy can't seem to keep people in some of these positions. Now, the British aircraft carrier, HMS Queen Elizabeth, and its escorts are now operating in the Red Sea after transiting the Suez Canal on Tuesday. And if the Taliban is going to win the war, which it looks like they are, can they still lose the peace? Well, perhaps, because some in the U.S. military are vowing to destroy the Taliban. And today, they're even stronger than what they were a year ago, 2 years ago, 3 years ago. The Taliban, that is. So it's going to get a little harder to try to destroy anybody. Now, the nominee to serve as the top Navy civilian will appear before the Senate next week as Congress prepares to mark up the annual defense spending and policy bills. The Secretary of the Navy nominee, Del Toro, will appear before the Senate next week ahead of the budget meetings. And we'll see how that works out. Also, one last little thing here. We know that our troops are coming home from Afghanistan. And we were told by the media, a report from the media, that 90% of the troops were already out of Afghanistan, the combat troops. Now, I don't know if that's true or not. I have no way of knowing that. But we're down at the lowest level we've been since we first went into Afghanistan. How we're going to protect our embassy is beyond me, because it will become a target now for the Taliban, ISIS, Al-Qaeda, anybody that wants to walk up and just touch a bomb off. And that's what they're all going to be afraid of. I understand there could be as many as 600 or so military troops inside the embassy, securing it, keeping it secure. We'll see. Because obviously they would love to be able to overrun that and show the great Satan, the United States, as being weak again, which is the way that they would bill it, believe me. But we'll see. We'll see. And again, it's now up to the Afghans to decide their own fate. Because the U.S. is going to be out of there, August the 31st. And I'll be playing what President Biden had to say in the next hour with Frank Silvato. So, it's been a long time coming. We knew it was coming. It's come sooner than later, I might add. We didn't think that it was going to happen this quick. Because they had a timeline they were operating under, which was September. And they moved it way up instead. So where we're at right now, we'll just have to wait and see what happens. Now, don't forget, here on this program, the Captain's America Third Watch, we are all about America. And you're welcome to go over and take a look at the website, the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. Look at the website, see what you have to offer over there, you know, what it has to offer. And what you can do as a contributor, you can actually email us right off that website. You can get the podcast right off that website. You'll see all of that there. And I'll be back with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, right after these messages.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Roger P. Shulman, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Roger P. Shulman, for doing that for us. We appreciate that. Our legendary newsman here, news director at our flagship station. Now, this portion of the program is brought to you by Moss Acura. That's Moss with spelled M-A-U-S. Now, if you love the feel of the high-end SUV, you're going to love the Moss Acura, because the powertrain and technology of the Acura lineup is better than ever, and the flagship MDX Sport Utility has had a complete refresh that's made this great SUV far and away the leader in its class. Now, the MDX has had a more rigid body, double wishbone suspension, and 345 horsepower engine, plus some amazing creature comforts too, like the quilted leather seats and front seat massagers, and boy, does that feel fantastic on a bad back. Now, Moss Acura also offers home and office pickup and delivery. Their lease programs are some of the industry's best. And your Moss Acura comes with Moss Care, with free oil changes and tire rotations for life. They also honor those who serve with our You Serve, You Save package for active military, veterans, and first responders. Located on North Florida Avenue next to Nissan, find them online at Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura. .com, Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. All righty. I guess Mr. Markowski is sleeping in, too. Now, a bipartisan infrastructure deal will reach the Senate floor in the next couple of weeks. It's going to be a $597 billion bipartisan infrastructure bill that will reportedly be in the Senate floor in about 2 or 3 weeks. Now, it's going to come with a reconciliation package of perhaps $6 trillion, which might also be in the works. And according to the White House Legislative Affairs Director, Louisa Terrell, and Deputy Legislative Affairs Director, Shawanza Golf, the administration is working alongside the Senate to have that bill ready to go. Also, did you hear about Wells Fargo? Well, less than 2 weeks after announcing a doubling of its dividend and plans to buy back $18 billion in stock, Wells Fargo said that they're terminating its customer personal lines of credit. And yesterday, there were some problems with some people using their cards, their bank cards, at one of our local businesses here. And I got wind of it from one of our broadcasters here in the station, Bill Bunkley, who told me about it, that they weren't able to use it for guns or ammunition, that their card was no longer good for that, at least. Don't know if that's what it's about or if it's about something else. We'll have to wait and see to find out for sure. And I'll ask Frank when he comes out because he might know. By the way, in case you haven't heard, the U.S. right now is at a vaccine impasse, which may not be a bad thing. After barely missing his goal of achieving a 70% adult vaccination rate by July 4th, President Joe Biden is pleading with Americans now to receive a COVID-19 vaccination. But as the daily vaccine numbers dwindle from their springtime peaks, the voluntary approach seems to be nearing a ceiling. What to do next? Well, the divide between the states with high vaccination rates and those with low ones could be fairly neatly mapped into political divides between blue states and red states. Vaccine campaigns are lagging in the South, Midwest, and the Rockies, as areas with the high numbers of Trump supporters reject the vaccines. That's coming from Bloomberg News. Now, as of July 4th, about two-thirds of the country had received at least one dose of the vaccine. The unvaccinated adult population is more heavily concentrated amongst people ages 18 to 29 who may not need the vaccine to begin with, based on all the stuff we've heard, correct? Now, according to polling data, 95% of Democrats either already are or want to get vaccinated. The same is true for only 50% of Republicans. But partisanship has become the most consistent divider of the pandemic health behaviors. Contemplating the matter is the emergence of the Delta variant, which is now the dominant strain of COVID-19 in the United States. Delta appears to be more transmissible and may cause more severe health outcomes, particularly amongst the younger people. That's a switch. Younger people are worse off with that than the older ones. Now, all three of the major COVID-19 vaccines in the U.S. have demonstrated their effectiveness against the Delta variant infection. But among the unvaccinated, Delta has raised the risk of contracting the virus, particularly in areas with lots of unvaccinated people. And basically, the people winding up in the hospitals are unvaccinated right now. But little Dr. Fauci, yep, little Dr. Fauci, said that he fears the emergence of the Delta variant will put America into a two-nation state. There's an interesting one. One protected due to vaccines and one struggling with case surges because they didn't get vaccinated. And he's urging, again, everyone to go out and get vaccinated. Well, of course he is. But again, some people may not need the vaccination. But you're not hearing that. The ones that are the least susceptible. But again, you're not hearing that. So we'll sit back and watch and see and twiddle our fingers and wonder what's going to happen next, right? And there's nobody out there saying that you have to have the vaccine, that they're going to knock on your door and they're going to be there with the needles and, oh, you haven't been vaccinated, we're going to take care of you now. Yeah. No, that's not the way it works. By the way, Pfizer is seeking the FDA's okay for a third vaccine dose in August. Looking for the okay for that. They'll probably get it. But the good news yesterday that came out was the vaccinations are working. You won't need an extra shot. So how about that? That's a good thing. That's a good thing. It's what it's supposed to do. Now, Donald Trump's class action lawsuit is currently the biggest challenge so far to big tech. This is going to be a humdinger coming up as to what's going to be going on between Facebook, Twitter, Google, and Donald Trump. It's going to be a big deal. So we'll see how all of this works. And hopefully, it'll work out the way that we think it might, which is they'll have to back off. But then again, I don't know. All right. Don't forget, the GOP leaders announced their intervention into the DOJ lawsuit against Georgia. They did that yesterday. And again, we'll see how that works out. These are all little lefts and rights to the scheme of things here. And on top of everything else that's been going on here, the polls right now, 80% see the voter ID as an important security measure. 80%. Democrats agree it's an important measure, which, again, is tremendous when you're in on the scheme of things here with what's going on around the country. And Governor Newsom in California has asked Californians to cut their water use by 15% because of the drought conditions and the high heat that's been going on for a while. We'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. Okay, I hear the music coming up in my ear. That means that we're going to go and take a break. And when we come back, we'll have Frank Salvato from the undergroundusa.com website. So don't go anywhere. We're coming right back with more. Take us to break, Kathy.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.